Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Level 3, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're kicking it. George Kurtz in the house. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Bandle, will join us in Level 3. So, Kurtz, before we get you out of here, I wanted to ask you about Saquon Barkley. And what's your prediction for where Saquon Barkley is going to end up?
Boy, I'd love for him to end up in Dallas, but I don't think Dallas could spend that kind of money, even though I think the running backs are all going to get screwed, by the way, and not get paid all that much. I think any of them would be lucky to get $10 million. I'll go a little down south from Dallas. Give me Houston. I think they might make a play for him, and I think that makes some sense for both sides.
I've heard that a lot. In fact, listen, they're the front runners. It's up to like minus 200 right now for him to go to the Houston Texans.
And I wouldn't bet on it. If it's minus 200, yeah, I wouldn't bet on it.
No, exactly. So from a betting perspective, but I don't understand that. Only because Devin Singletary was good. Their ground game was good. You know what I mean? Like, if anything, I would add wide receivers to Nico Collins. Nico Collins is good. I think they need wide receivers more than running backs, but everybody keeps, you know, everyone thought, oh, Derrick Henry. They keep getting connected to every running back. You know what? This is like thinking outside the box a little bit. It's not plus 900, the Chicago Bears for Saquon Barkley. They have, like, the most money under the cap, George. They have a ton of money to spend. They could bring in Caleb Williams, get the ninth pick in the draft, take whoever the hell they wanted there, and also bring in Saquon Barkley, and it wouldn't cost them anything besides money. And if you're Barkley and you're getting paid well, and plus you got DJ Moore, let's say, all right, you got DJ Moore, Brock Bowers, Caleb Williams, and Saquon Barkley. That'll excite Chicago Bear fans.
I don't think they'll take Bowers because Cole Kmet's a decent tight end. I think they'll take another wide receiver at nine.
I think they could go defense or offensive lineman too. They need an offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman's also good. Got to protect these guys. I like that as well.
There's going to be trades though. What's your prediction for Kirk Cousins? Where's Kirk Cousins going to end up?
I'm going to say Minnesota. He goes back to them. Minnesota can't let him go. They just can't. He works out. I mean, no matter what you think about Cousins, he's good there. All right, what are they going to do without him? What are you going to do? You know, hope a quarterback falls to you at 11? You know, are you going to trade up to get one of these guys? No, I think you have to keep Cousins a three-year deal. Maybe it has to be mostly guaranteed. But I think I'm going to say he stays in Minnesota.
It's plus 165. That's the second choice. Shout out to everybody joining us on SiriusXM Channel 159. This is Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. This is Sports Rage. I'm Morenci. Kirk Cousins to Atlanta is minus 200. I don't think they're going to do it personally. That's my own belief. I think they're going to draft a quarterback.
They're at 8. Someone will last to them. But my problem for Atlanta is this: let's just say you're right. They want to draft the quarterback. I don't think you can stay at 8. You know, because now we're hearing a lot of noise here. How true? I know Rich Eisen reported it today. How true it is? Who knows? But that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones, which I find hard to believe. You know, but okay, let's say you're telling the truth there. Well, then you got to trade up and get ahead of that. What about Tennessee at 7? Well, I don't think they're going to draft the quarterback. It wouldn't shock me if they do. You have the Chargers, right? Your boy Harbaugh there. He's in a good spot. He could trade trade down a few picks here if they're going to take quarterbacks ahead of him. He's not going to lose the player he wants anyway. You know, and then gain more draft capital there. So that's what worries me. I think there's gonna be a bunch of trades. The Giants at 6, Tennessee, Atlanta, and Minnesota at 11, Denver and Raiders 12, 13. They all might move.
Don't forget Arizona at 4. They'll be open for business.
Take Harrison. Staring at you there. Take Harrison. Don't trade down.
You only got two first round picks. The only way that falls apart, George, is if somebody, they start, weird things happen ahead of them. Let's just say New England signs Kirk Cousins or trades for Justin Fields or something. And then suddenly they're like, our plan is, no, we're going to bring Justin Fields in, and then we're going to take Marvin Harrison with the third pick because we know the first two teams ain't taking him. Right, so we'll
be able to screw Arizona. If the Patriots did that, I would literally be crying if I'm the Cardinals because you just got screwed. You have pocket aces and you just got them cracked. That's really what happens.
Yeah, you're sitting there at 4, like something could happen. And I do agree. I do believe personally, George, this is going to be the craziest trade ever stuff in the draft, like top 10. Like between Minnesota, Denver, the Raiders, Atlanta, somebody's going to jump up, bro. Dude. People traded up for Trey Lance, right? People traded up for Mitch Trubisky. People trade up every year for somebody. Now we actually have all these guys that are, like, good. Someone's going to do something crazy. You know what I mean?
I think it'll be more than one. I think it'll be more than one team's going to do something nuts. Because next year is not a strong quarterback class, right?
Exactly. So
either you get a quarterback now or you don't get one. You know, so I think teams are going to do a little – be a little silly here. Hello, we even heard Adam Schefter. I think you and I talked about this on Monday, and he's reporting that Kirk Cousins could go to Washington. Does that mean they don't take a quarterback at 2?
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
It's a hard draft to predict. Like, but that's why it's fun doing it, and there's some value on the board with some of this stuff. Great stuff, George. Thanks for taking the time tonight.
Anytime. Have a great week, everybody.
There's George Kurtz kicking it with us. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Omaretsky. Where's the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between? Let's do this thing. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates stepping up and in the 50,000-watt juggernaut. The one out of here, 1090 ESPN Radio, SoCal in the house. But let's go to NorCal right now. This game has sort of been close, and then it's been a blowout, and then Milwaukee come back, but looks like Golden State have thrown a couple of punches back here, and it's just too much for the Milwaukee Bucks. It's 99-81 right now with under 10 minutes remaining in this basketball game. Complete collapse by the Los Angeles Lakers tonight against Sacramento. They were up 30-13 at one point early in the first quarter of play. They were in cruise control. Sacramento chipped away. They made it 37-28 after the first quarter, and then they just absolutely exploded and went off in the second quarter. They outscored the Lakers 44-20. It's 72-57 right now for Sacramento. But Sacramento's games are usually, man, this is like Magic Mountain, all right? It's a roller coaster, and maybe the Lakers can go on a run here and get back in this thing as we are on the Los Angeles Lakers. In this game, conference tournament action has begun. Our boy Babano, aka Ian Cameron, is going to step up and in and kick with us tonight. We'll take a look at the overnight numbers. We'll take a look at all the action for Thursday on the college hardwood. NHL trade deadline rapidly approaching. We'll get into that with Babano as well. We'll get into the NHL trade deadline, NHL futures, and big weekend of fights. This weekend, actually. The Ngannou and Joshua stuff kind of crept up on us. And we've got a cool UFC card this week that we'll break down and take a look and get you updated with the numbers. Always a lot of stuff going on in the National Football League, and most of it's not true. But we'll get you caught to date with that as well on the Wicked Wednesday. Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, steps up and in to throw it down. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Morant. See you on Wicked Wednesday on the Sports Grid Radio and Television Network. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, wherever you may be kicking it with us tonight, including beautiful Southern California, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in the house. Ian Cameron getting ready to step up and in right now. We've got Cal State Northridge and Hawaii, who have just tipped off right now, and it's 6-2 early for Hawaii. And because it's 6-2, we're getting 11.5 points right now with Cal State Northridge. And we're talking about a Cal State Northridge basketball team that is a very robust 20-9 against the spread on the season. I'm going to jump in on plus 11.5 right now with Cal State Northridge. We've got Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, ready to break it down with us. Good to see you tonight, Babano. Thanks for joining us. How you doing tonight? All right, we'll get Babano's audio sorted out. Are you good now, Babano? No. All right, we'll let Babano get his audio in order. But yeah, as I stated, guys, Cal State Northridge 20-9 ATS on the season, 18-13 straight up. Hawaii 17-13 straight up, just 11-17 ATS. Most of their games are very close as well when it's all said and done. Are you ready to go, Babano?
Yeah, I'm ready. Can you hear me?
I believe you are. Yeah, now we've got you, Babano.
All right, great. There we go.
Like I said, the only thing that can silence Babano is a mute button and a silent microphone. Once it's on, he's unleashed. So yeah, what's going on tonight, Babano? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's March Madness. We got lots. I'm watching more conference tournament stuff tonight for college basketball than the regular season. I'm more into that, quite honestly. Hockey, it's been a nice, even though only 3 games, Detroit, Colorado has been a fun game. So lots to talk about here on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of the conference games right now, they're kind of meaningless for the most part. Not all of them. And one game that wasn't tonight. And it's been 2 nights in a row, actually. There's been a little bit of a theme here in a trend, Babano, where tonight, Villanova and Seton Hall. Now is a big game tonight, right, for both teams. They're on the bubble. And Villanova, 9-1 against Seton Hall the last 10 times they played. They played earlier this year. They freaking smoked them, bro, by like 36 or something, right? Like 80-54, whatever. Well, I don't know, whatever the hell it was. They really killed them earlier this year. They've dominant against them. Lose the game tonight, 66-56. Last night, same thing. San Diego State, man. UNLV hadn't beaten San Diego State since 2020. They'd beaten them 9 of the last 10 times they played. UNLV stepped up last night. That's what stuck out to me. I'm like, damn, two rivalries that have been so one-sided and dominant over the years, back-to-back nights, the home team steps up and gets it done. And big win for Seton Hall tonight. It's one step closer to the tournament and one step closer to the NIT for Villanova.
Huge win. Actually, Villanova might still be in. That win against Providence on Saturday was huge for Villanova. So that might, and road wins, of course, when it comes to the committee.
And they have the tournament, too. They've got the Big East tournament. They play Creighton, too, still, right? They still have a shot, I know. But they're on the bubble, Babano. They're on the bubble, let's be real.
Yeah, Villanova's definitely not fully in, but I think they've done enough. And to be honest, this was more must-win for Seton Hall. You know, Seton Hall loses this one, and they've had a little bit of a rough stretch as well. But if they had lost tonight to Villanova, they really would have been on the outside looking in. So this was huge for Rasheen Holloway's team to get this big victory tonight against Villanova. You're right, Villanova had done significant damage against Seton Hall in the past. I actually like the spot here tonight for Seton Hall and took them. So that was good to see them get a big win. And look, these conference tournaments in the Big East too, UConn, even though they had clinched everything, they still got the job done tonight against Marquette without Tyler Kolek, of course, which is obviously, you talk about one of the most impactful, most valuable players to any one college basketball team. You got to put Tyler Kolek's name near the top of the list in terms of value to his team. And without him tonight, Marquette against a UConn team that had already wrapped up the Big East regular season title and the number one seed in the tournament still couldn't get it done.
I don't like getting too caught up in bracketology and all this because you have the conference tournaments for a reason. There's an opportunity for teams to win games. But I do like Jerry Palm, friend of the program, CBS Sports' is Jerry Palm. Coming into tonight, his first four out was Seton Hall, Iowa, Villanova, and Wake Forest. So big win for Seton Hall, big loss for Villanova. The next four out cut line, Pittsburgh, Ole Miss, Oregon, and the Memphis Tigers right now, due to their overall net rating, right? Memphis's net rating is just 71. And teams on the cut line, Utah, New Mexico, Colorado, and St. John's. Like I said, that Big East tournament's going to be big. You have a lot of teams on that cut line right now, Babano, in the Big East.
Yeah, you sure do. It sure do. It means there's going to be teams that are going to be needing victories at Madison Square Garden next week. I'm glad you brought up Memphis because Memphis, if you look at the AAC tournament futures board right now, you're going to see that they're the fourth favorite behind Florida Atlantic, SMU, and Red Hot South Florida, who suddenly can't lose anymore. What a job that Abdur Rahim's done with that group. Coming over from Kennesaw State, where he coached, he did a great job with that small program there, gets the South Florida gig, and what a win streak it's been. What a first season for him there with the Bulls. What a turnaround year. I mean, they're the top three teams on the futures board in the AAC, but behind them is Memphis at plus 600, plus 800 even in some spots. And it's slowly but surely Memphis is showing life. Like, they've really started to get their game in high gear. That performance against UAB on Sunday when they were down by like 17 at halftime, they roared all the way back to not only win the game but cover the full game point spread, -7, and they blew out UAB in the second half. Memphis is starting to finally look like that team many people thought. The talent's there. They hadn't put it all together. Defense had been sloppy much of the season, but Memphis is peaking and playing well at the right time, and they might be live in that AAC tournament, especially knowing that their NCAA tournament hopes aren't a sure thing right now.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you a lot here, and we talked a little bit about this conference tournament last night. There's no value at all whatsoever with Florida Atlantic, Babano, with plus 180. Now they have a target on their back as well. You talked about South Florida.
You won't see me bet a single, Gabe. You won't see me bet a single favorite to win a conference tournament. It's just not going to happen. Not when you see top seeds get picked off left and right every year in some of these.
The only one I'll tell you to be careful of is the America East. Vermont will win.
Yeah, that's Vermont. I would Vermont. Agree with that.
I know what you mean. Coming in. Yeah, because it plays at home too, right? The top ranked team plays at home and stuff. So, but all kidding aside. But I agree with you. Like, you know, I was trying to talk myself into SMU, actually. But I'd rather Memphis at plus 600 than SMU at plus 425. Like, 6-1 for Memphis is a good number. And as you know, I'm not the biggest hedger and stuff. But, bro, 6-1 in a conference tournament, man, you get to the final, you're laughing.
Absolutely. I think it's a good price. And this is a team that knows they've got to put wins on the board here at this AAC tournament. They know they're not a guaranteed at-large candidate right now for this NCAA tournament. If you're Memphis, you've got to come into this conference tournament and say, we need to put wins on the board, need to make a run in the tournament. If we just at least get 2-3 wins, I don't know about if they are going to need the conference tournament championship, but at least if they can get to the final, you'd think they'd put themselves in a position to get an at-large bid. And certainly if they win the whole thing, they'll be in the NCAA tournament. But yeah, there's definitely reason for Memphis to be very live in this tournament. And it's not just the motivation and the need to get in the tournament, Gabe. It's that their form is finally starting to pick up. They're finally starting to put things together here in the month of March. And look, Arkansas, I'm telling you what, Arkansas, it's been a brutal season. They win tonight again against LSU. They play.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage. River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Kentucky tough on the road over the weekend. The must bus in March. Look out for him. Maybe in that SEC tournament, Arkansas goes on a crazy run like A&M did, you know, a year or two ago.
The West Coast Conference tournament is set to tip off tomorrow. Hard to believe, man, but here we are, right? March Madness set to begin. Gonzaga are actually the favorites to win the tournament ahead of St. Mary's. We'll hit this on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Golden State Warriors have just defeated the Milwaukee Bucks. We've got a final 125 to 100. They smoked them. So they smoked them, and the Sacramento Kings are up on the Lakers 102-89. The Lakers were up early. Sacramento have drilled them since. 13-point lead right now. It is a track meet. The in-game total is 257.5. Meanwhile, Portland are hanging around with Oklahoma City. It's 116-110 right now with 3 minutes left in the game. You can bet it still. It's 6.5, the point spread. New Mexico are rolling Fresno State at the pit right now, 73-48. New Mexico are on the cut line right now as well. This is a must-win. They need to win some games. And we jumped in on Northridge, plus 11.5 in-game. They're currently trailing Hawaii 12-10 right now. It's a 7.5, 125.5 is the total. But the West Coast Conference Tournament set to begin at the Orleans Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. Although I'm expecting scarce attendance for this one, Babano, very strange. Like, why not play this? I guess for television, that's why it's not at nighttime. But it's just a weird time, bro, like for this game at the Orleans, a standalone game. It's the only game, and it's Pacific and Pepperdine. So there might be a couple of local degenerates and some relatives at this game, and maybe a scout or two. But hard to want to lay 9.5 points for Pepperdine, despite Pacific being the worst team in the country against the spread.
Yeah, it's just, look, these are two horrible basketball teams. I mean, Pacific hasn't won a conference game. Like, they're 0-16 in WCC play, and I'm trying to make a case for them. But it's more so that I'm anti-Pepperdine. Yeah, it's more so that I'm anti-Pepperdine, because Pepperdine, for instance, has got Lorenzo Romar and the team parting ways. He's not going to be back. You got a team that in the last two games, they've been blown out by double digits. It's been ugly for Pepperdine. Now, and against Pacific this year, head-to-head, they won both meetings, and they won both meetings by double digits. So from that standpoint, I see why they're favored by 9, 9.5, 10. But sometimes there's no rhyme or reason to take Pacific other than Pepperdine's got too many issues and not good enough defense to lay the points with them. But I'll say this, and I've said this before about some of these conference tournaments. Sometimes the absolute worst team in the conference, it's been terrible all year. Suddenly, you know what, conference tournaments, that one last chance to flip a switch, put out their best effort, whatever that may be, and oftentimes it's good enough to cover a number. And more than anything, this is just to me, Pepperdine, given their situation. I don't trust them in this point spread range, laying 9, 9.5 here against Pacific. The question is, does Pacific, with winless in conference play, just tap out, you know, let go of the rope if they fall behind in this game? Maybe they do, but I'll take my chances that's not the case. I'll take my chances they're right in this game for the majority of it. So I'm going to take Pacific here, the Tigers, getting almost 10 in this one.
So as far as the futures are concerned for this tournament, St. Mary's had a great year this year. They win the regular season conference championship. They tried to run the table. They came close to running the table, but of course Gonzaga beat them on Saturday night. They're on a collision course again here, obviously. But Gonzaga are actually the ones favored to win the tournament. Who do you think wins the tournament, Gonzaga or St. Mary's? Gonzaga could be peaking at the right time right now. Who do you like to win this tournament, St. Mary's or Gonzaga?
I have to go Gonzaga. I just like, though, they've just turned it on big time, Morenci, here down the stretch. Like these last couple of weeks, I mean, they've lost earlier in the season and conference play to St. Mary's, and they turned around and they just went to Moraga and that little gymnasium there and just ran away with it against St. Mary's. They're finally playing, I think, better at the defensive end of the court. Their guard play has improved. You know, you're starting to see Gonzaga look a little bit, at least. I don't think they're still roster-wise, the way they're comprised, as good as the Gonzaga teams as we've seen the last few years. But right now this team has gotten better, and that's a product of Mark Few. That's why he's an amazing coach. Like, the team has gotten better, you know, as the season's gone on. It's a mark of a good head coach. I think that's what you've seen with Gonzaga. And usually this is their tournament to lose. So you got to. It's the boring pick, boring choice, but I'm going to probably go with Gonzaga here to win the WCC.
Valparaiso and Belmont, some conference tournament action. Belmont length 13.5, total 153.5. I've cashed some tickets this year with Belmont to the over. A lot of points to be laying here. Valpo aren't very good, though. What's your take on this one?
So this Missouri Valley Conference, long term, and we're talking years and years and years of data, years and years of conference tournament games in this building, Enterprise Center, where the St. Louis Blues play. Lots of unders in this venue and with this conference tournament. But this one would be difficult for me to bet under. Belmont is going to push pace. It's the way it is with Casey Alexander and his teams. And Valparaiso's not good defensively either. And they can get up and down the basketball court. You know, they're one of the upper-level tempo pace teams, possessions per game as well. So that's why this total is where it is in the 150s. And the question is, are you going to get the shot-making required, you know, to be able to go over a total like this, 153.5? You very well might. I certainly lean over the total. Belmont, though, away from home has not been great this year. That would be a big concern for me. If you look at Belmont away from home, they haven't been anything to write home about. They've certainly not been a great ATS team away from home. And when it comes to these conference tournaments, I need specific, strong reasoning to lay double digits on a neutral floor with any conference tournament game. And to me, I don't have that with Belmont. So it's not like I'm rushing to bet Valpo. They've had their duds this year, but they've also had some surprisingly competitive results. Like last weekend, they played Illinois State very well. And Illinois State's a better team in this conference than they are. So Valpo has shown signs of competitiveness here late in the regular season. I might actually lean to Valpo here in the Crusaders a little bit. Belmont's just not been good enough away from home.
I'm glad that you brought up, it's interesting you brought up the arena angle. Because a lot of these conference tournaments are taking place in venues that the players have played in, right? But interesting you brought up home of the St. Louis Blues, and it's led to a lot of unders, something to keep her eye on. And there's another one, that's why I'm glad you brought up, there's another one as well, is the A-10. I don't know what it is about that one at the Barclays Center. They can't shoot there. I don't know if it's the lights, if it's the rims, if it's this or it's that, whatever the hell it is. That's been another one where it's just been brick city there for whatever reason. Now, I heard years ago it was the lights. The Barclays Center is very dark compared. They have like modern lighting that not a lot of arenas have. So it's very cool when you're inside. It's almost like the old school boxing feel. So like, you know what I mean? Like you can't see the crowd. It's like black. So when you're in a stands, like there's only really lights on the court or the ring or something. Like it's
like we're in the dungeon.
Yeah, it's like the stage, but it's cool. It's like the old days, like boxing. It's all dark and there's just the light on there. You know what I mean? So Barclays is dark as hell. And yeah. I don't know what it is. Like I said, for whatever reason, and same thing, Mabano, it's been years and years, but for whatever reason, especially the early games in that building with the bad teams, bro, it's brick central. It's just like blind bets. So I'm glad you brought up. I'll keep my eye on the arena in St. Louis. Speaking of which, Missouri State and Murray State, but Bano, Murray State are 1.5. The total's 139.5 there. And another sort of angle that people like for unders, those early morning games too.
Yeah, that one definitely could stay under. Missouri State, the last time I saw them play Missouri State, Morenci, they weren't very good offensively. They were missing shots. They're a bit of an erratic, sketchy team in terms of making their shots, and their offensive field goal percentage is far from great. Murray State's another team where, you know, you get Murray State, you know, on their home floor, they can be capable, but they've been a disaster away from home. And if you look at Missouri State, look, their road record's nothing to write home about. Murray State's 4-10 on the road, Missouri State's 5-10. So, you know, both of these teams have kind of struggled away from home. If you look at the past meetings this year, Murray State actually ended up winning at Missouri State 77-53. Earlier this year, and then in the rematch, Murray State won 82-72 against this Missouri State. I don't like what I've seen, actually, from Missouri State down the stretch here, the regular season either. You have a Murray State team that's beaten them twice. I don't know why they can't beat them a third time. Again, I've got issues with Murray on the road at times, but they've clearly had the matchup advantage, beating Missouri State handily both times this year. So I'd probably look to the Razors here, Murray State on the money line.
Now, another interesting angle, guys, at this time of the year, and you got to know where the games are being played, like Babano's talked about the arena angles and stuff like that. But Oakland, all right, let's go to the horizon, Babano. Oakland, they're playing this in Oakland. This is actually a home game for Oakland. They're a good team. I don't really understand the number here, actually. So I'm seeing 3 right now. We see 3.5 on our screen here. They're 15-5 in conference play this year as well. Very good team playing on their home court. I got to believe that this number will climb by tip-off tomorrow night.
Yeah, this is one where I could definitely see some points being scored in it. This the over definitely appeals to me, and I like Oakland in the tournament. There's something about laying points, though. It's only 3.5. They could certainly cover this number. IPFW is an interesting team because Purdue-Fort Wayne, if you look at their season as it's progressed, you know, they've actually had some decent results here down the stretch. Even though their conference record was only 11-9, pales in comparison to Oakland, number one seed in this conference tournament, 15-5. That's also what kind of worries me, Gabe, to be honest about. Oakland is the better team, but how many times in this conference, especially the Horizon,
they never win.
Get picked off right away.
No, they won't win for sure. No. Yeah. I don't think they lose this game, but they won't win the tournament. The other one, too, Babano, was the MAC. Whoever the best team in the MAC is will guaranteed lose the conference tournament. They will not win the conference tournament.
I mean, Purdue-Fort Wayne's 4-1 straight up in ATS their last 5 games coming into this game here. They've really played well. They beat Wright State on the road in overtime. Wright State's one of the best teams in this conference. So Oakland should win. They are the better team, but crazier things have happened.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin. It's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Number one seeds have not done well. It wouldn't shock me either if Fort Wayne's right in this game or even folding up that.
I think Oakland beat them. It'll be close, but Oakland wins.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. So the Sacramento Kings right now on the verge of finishing off the Lakers 118-97. They're throttling them. The in-game total is 254.5 right now. Sacramento, of course, blew the game the other night to the Chicago Bulls, the erratic team that they are. They bounce back right now. 26-21 for Hawaii over Cal State Northridge. We'll keep our eye on this. Ian Cameron. Kicking it with us right now. And the Battle Conference Tournament action tomorrow. Anything else catch your eye before we move on from the college basketball?
Yeah, there's going to be some good conference tournament action. We talked a little Missouri Valley. We talked Horizon League tomorrow going on. There's one that interests me a little bit in the Missouri Valley. And it's, look, Green Bay has – keep an eye on this. This Horizon League Player of the Year for Green Bay has missed a lot of the – or contender to probably be the Horizon League Player of the Year. He's their best player by far. He's missed a lot of games down the stretch, but it sounds like he might return for the conference tournament. If he does, it makes a huge difference for Green Bay, and they actually started to play a little bit better the last game or two without him, and now they might get their best player back against Milwaukee. So if he plays in that game and I get confirmation, they might beat Milwaukee in that game tomorrow night in the Horizon League quarterfinals. So that's something I'm looking at. The Atlantic Sun's been nuts. Jacksonville and Stetson. Jacksonville looks like one of those teams. They could make a run. I'm happy to take +6 against Stetson. They just knocked off Eastern Kentucky. The semifinals, we've seen this before, especially in these lower conferences. You beat the top seed early and you make this run, you get to the final. Jacksonville's defending. They did a great job defensively on arguably the best offensive team in the conference in Eastern Kentucky. So to me, I think Jacksonville might be live there against Stetson tomorrow night. And then in the Sun Belt, which actually there's a couple of games in the afternoon and then there's two at night tomorrow in the Sun Belt. I've been fading Southern Miss quite a bit. This is a team that was just horrendous down the stretch. I know they've got the bye to the second round. Texas State had to play tonight and be victorious against Old Dominion. Actually, last night against Old Dominion. So actually, they do get a day off, which is important. But they've played a game in this building, Pensacola, Florida. I think Texas State beats Southern Miss in that game. So to get them around to pick them, I think that's probably a good look. Marshall was terrible this year away from home. They're taking on Georgia State. I can't remember the last time Marshall played a really good game away from Huntington, West Virginia this year. just absolutely atrocious. So it's hard to take trust them on the road, especially in asking them to win the game. So I might be looking at the Georgia State side there in that Sun Belt quarterfinal tomorrow.
I brought this up earlier, Babano. The NHL trade round. Deadline. The NHL trade deadline's coming up on Friday. And only the NHL stupidity would have like 3 games 2 days before the deadline and a full slate of games the night before the trade deadline. Like, it's just, at some point, you can't even like pretend to defend it. It's like, why would, like, think about it. Like, so every team tomorrow, that's why all these teams, like, there's all these deals today. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so like teams tomorrow, they have to sell, right? Do we keep this guy out of the lineup? Or are we going to trade him in the morning? Like, if we, what if we play him tonight and he gets hurt now, right? It puts the teams in a bad spot. It's a stupid idea. If anything, there should be, like, no games. Or, like, just have, you know what I mean, have one or two games or something, and that's that on the night before, and have a bunch of games earlier in the week. But, nevertheless, we got a full slate of games tomorrow night, including the Vancouver Canucks. And the Vegas Golden Knights. The Vegas Golden Knights did make a move today. We'll see if the Canucks end up doing anything before Friday. They already brought in Lindholm. I don't really know much more they can do. There's been a lot of talk about Jake Guentzel, but I don't think it's going to happen with the Canucks. But the Canucks are underdogs against the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas are -115. The Canucks coming off of back-to-back wins in L.A. Against Anaheim and the Kings. And now they roll into Sin City against the Vegas Golden Knights. What do you think about this game on Thursday night?
Well, this game's changed a bit for me. My thought process, well, initially I was going to like Vancouver here, and I probably still lean Vancouver, because my thought coming into this road trip after the, you know, that bad stretch they had last week was Rick Tocchet said it, you know, some of these players of ours were concerned more about stats and their offense than the team structure, the team defense. We got to get back to the details and the fundamentals of our game defensively. That's what he said after the 5-1 loss to LA at home last week. And sure enough, what have we seen from Vancouver in the 2 games on the road trip? Great team defense. Goaltending was good from DeSmith against Anaheim, and then Demko against the Kings last night when it had to be. 2 good road wins. The goals against, they kept down. Great defensive hockey from both of them from both games from Vancouver. They got the wins. I think there's some real momentum. I looked at Vancouver as kind of a bet-on team on this road trip to kind of regain their confidence, regain their momentum. But then Vegas makes these trades today. You know, Noah Hanifin is coming in, and that's a big deal. And we saw with Colorado tonight against Detroit, they're smoking the Red Wings right now, 7-2. They made some deals today. It's almost like adrenaline just pulsates right through the dressing room. It's like, here, we've made these big deals, and it just gets everyone so fired up and just excited to take the ice. They know the GM's going for it. They know the GM's trying to improve the team. And we saw perpetual positive energy from Colorado after the deals they made today. Maybe you get that little bump from Vegas tomorrow night. But the one thing that bothers me still about Vegas in this spot is they're coming off the long road trip, Morenci. The Malinsky special, he'd always say, after a 4-game or longer road trip, coming home, that's a brutal spot. So I'd still lean Vancouver, but I think the trade of the Hanifin trade is going to get Vegas a little stoked for that game.
I would argue that Colorado are just a good home team anyways.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And oftentimes, to be honest, the better angle is when teams trade players to get a player, you bet against that team, like, until the new guy gets there and stuff. Like, a lot of times, because a lot of times, like, the guys that got traded aren't playing anymore with you, and the guy you traded for is not there yet. Suddenly, you're shorthanded. You know what I'm saying? Suddenly it's like, yeah, we'll be all right in a game or two. But, yeah, this guy, he's not going to be here for a couple of days. He's got to move here and whatever. So that's something that I keep my eye on. But I know what you mean. Some, you know, teams get a shot in the arm. But all that stuff, Bano.
That being said, though, Middlestat and Walker for Colorado didn't play tonight. So this was just they played well with, like, Hanifin, does he play? Like, there's enough time Hanifin might play tomorrow for Vegas. Does it upset chemistry? Vegas was brutal too on that road trip. Let's not forget that. They were awful on the road trip. Buffalo blows them out. Columbus, of all teams, you know, hung a 6-goal spot on them. Aiden Hill's kind of struggling with his confidence. It's not easy to back Vegas right now. They're hurting a little bit.
And teams, like I was going to say, if you're like a team like the Cincinnati Reds or something, whatever, if you're like a mediocre team and, you know, you get this influx, you're right. Like the team's going to be all fired up, right? You know what I mean? Oh, I can't believe it. Our owner's spending money and there's an excitement around us and, oh, this is great and stuff. You get that run. But the Vegas Golden Knights, bro, they won the Stanley Cup last year. Right, so it's not like they're super like, oh, they're all in. They already know they're all in, right? They're just trying to defend the Stanley Cup. The Colorado Avalanche, they're just good as it is. They won tonight. I don't think it was like, oh, we're super excited. Management is in. You know what I mean? I think with mediocre teams that are suddenly good out of the blue, but teams that are already good and expect to win, it's just another day at the office for them, and it can hurt them, as I stated, when they don't have the guys that are there. Another game tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. The Bruins are minus 150, the least played. They played an overtime game tonight. They beat the Buffalo Sabres in overtime in a super low-scoring game. The Leafs and the Sabres always go over. They didn't tonight. Now Boston coming off that heartbreaking, crazy loss to the Edmonton Oilers where they gave up a goal with a minute and 20 left in a 1-0 game, and then they lost in overtime. Kind of a playoff preview, advanced look here for the most part with the Leafs and the Bruins playing.
I don't know if I've got the guts to take Toronto here, but my gut tells me they might win, believe it or not, even though they're on a back-to-back. It's just got that weird feeling to me that they really bring it. They didn't like the way they played at home against the Bruins Monday night. I don't know if I've got it in me to take Toronto here, but I lean to the Leafs a little bit at a plus price. I still don't think Boston's all the way back. I know they beat Toronto, but they had struggled. They lose to Edmonton. They lose the lead late in that game. They've blown leads left and right. I know my ice guy's friend, Jimmy Murphy, is concerned with what the Bruins have been doing lately. What I like more than anything in that game, Morency, it's the draw. I mean, Boston's been in overtimes galore lately. We saw Buffalo and Boston and Edmonton go to overtime. We've seen two of the three meetings between the Leafs and the Bruins this year go to overtime. The November game went to overtime in Boston. The December game with these two teams in Toronto went to overtime. So I think very, very good draw bet here and a good chance we may get past 60 minutes.
All right, but Bannon, before we get you out of here, anything else you like tomorrow, hockey or anything else?
As far as hockey goes, there's a couple interesting spots here. I think Nashville bounces back. Sometimes when a team has the long win streak snapped, and of all teams, Montreal, I mean, credit to them, going to Nashville and ending the 8-game win streak for the Predators. Sometimes I like that team to just lose again. You know,
yeah, we should. Like no, hold on. One thing about that, that goal that Montreal scored last night against Nashville – like, if Nashville ends up missing the playoffs by a point or something like that, like, that's one of those. Yeah. We were on the air last night when it happened, and it was like, I sort of saw it, and I was like, oh, I'll deal with it after. I was like, oh, that was weird. Like, I sort of saw people, oh, my God, weirdest goal in the history of the NHL type of deal. It really was, guys. Like, the Canadians, they tried to just basically dump it in. Buddy on the Canadians just fired it against the glass. Not even at the net, like in the corner. He just teed it up, boom, tried to hit it off the glass, and the goalie was out of the net, and somehow the puck hit like a piece of the, hit the stanchion. It'll happen once in 100,000 times type stuff, that. I've seen that happen before, actually, where it randomly, but it literally hit like an impossible angle, bro, for people who don't know. Like, it hit like in the corner, and somehow, like, ricocheted, like, right into the net. It was literally one of those one-in-a-million type of deals. Like if you, like, threw a puck at the glass.
And people
like,
were blaming
Justy
Saros. He couldn't have done anything. He couldn't have done anything.
No, like, what, well, dude, like, and it happened so fast, right? Like, it was like, boom, boom. It was like, what the hell just happened? That's just one of those, hey, you're screwed. But, yeah, I could see Nashville being in a bad mood.
Yeah, and I think they can bounce back. Buffalo's in a tough spot on a back-to-back. And here's another one I'll throw out there. Ottawa looks like a complete and utter dead duck right now. They just, speaking of ducks, they lost to Anaheim 2-1 just moments ago. What is that now? 4 or 5 losses in a row. They haven't won since the previous weekend. They already traded Tarasenko away. There might be some more deals. They look like they're a team that's just, they're not responding well. L.A. lost to Vancouver in overtime the other night. They're laying a $1.90. I won't lay a $1.90, but you know, Kings minus one, Kings first period puck line minus a half at a plus price, something along those lines. Some way to maybe fade Ottawa tomorrow night against the LA Kings, because the Senators, they're in free fall mode all over again.
Babano Betts on Twitter, X, and catch him on the Ice Guys Daily, breaking down the entire NHL slate. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, Babano.
All right, Gabe, always good to be with you on a Wednesday night. We'll see you next week.
There's Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, on Twitter X. So Sacramento's up 130 to 118 right now with a buck away left. They're about to win this basketball game. And we're at the half right now. Hawaii are up by one, 26-25.
SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Does your employer pay for training or education that could help you in your job today? Then, IT folks, this is for you. CBT Nuggets offers online IT training that's affordable and, dare we say, fun. From networking and cybersecurity to data science, CBT Nuggets has the training to get you through the workday. With our courses, you'll build real-world skills with short, engaging videos, hands-on virtual labs, and quiz questions to test what you've learned. Go to cbtnuggets.com and check it out. Our online platform launches right in your browser. No expensive hardware or software is needed to start. The best part? You can watch and learn at your own pace, on your schedule. cbtnuggets.com. It's IT training for all levels. From beginner-level courses to advanced network training, our expert instructors give you information that's informative, meaningful, and engaging. We've been helping learners for over 25 years, and we're a trusted name in IT training. So tell your boss it's time for CBT Nuggets IT training. Go to cbtnuggets.com and get started today.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you ready for some football? Australian football. That is, the Australian Football League is ready to kick off this evening. Australian rules. And we've got the Sydney Swans and the Melbourne Demons. This game is in Sydney tonight. Tough match. It's basically a pick 'em for a reason. But with that being stated, Sydney have a lot of injuries coming into the season. The season hasn't even started yet, and they've got three starters that are out tonight. It's a toss-up, but as we all know, I've had bad luck with the Sydney Swans in the past. So, well, you know what? Let's go Team Evil, the Demons. let's go with the Melbourne Demons in this match. Mick Aussie will join us later in the week. We'll get into some futures with this stuff. So we gave you the Matadors plus the points. We got them at plus 11.5 in-game. They're trailing by one right now. The in-game total is 125.5 at the half. I'm not sure they're going to get there, to be honest. Like, it's a big for them to score. They have to score a lot of points in the second half to get there. But I do expect this game to be close all the way down to the wire. Follow me on Twitter. At Sports Rage, Twitter X, whatever the hell they want to call it. And we'll be posting some picks tomorrow. We're going to be on with Scott Farrell tomorrow at 3:25 Eastern Time, 12:25 Pacific. And we'll be back tomorrow night with the Thursday night throwdown. We'll start getting into the UFC. I was watching the UFC countdown show. It is a pretty cool card this weekend. We'll get into Ngannou and Joshua. We'll get our boy Gamblu back on the show. Shout out to all of our guests this evening. George Kurtz, Brady Cannon in the house tonight. Ian Cameron, a.k. Babano. Shout out to our boy Tommy in Master Control this evening and wherever you may be tuning in tonight. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Apartment people, my name is Dave, and I bring you good news. From Champion, River Park of Dublin, it's a brand new community now open and leasing. I've been to it. It's kitchen clean. And they've got a new enticement. You get 2 months free when you sign a 12-month or longer lease, and you move in by the beginning of October. Everything's new. New pool, new fitness center, free Starbucks coffee, EV charging stations, parking, garage, River Park of Dublin. Now make the move, literally. LiveWithChampion.com. Schedule a tour. LiveWithChampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.